5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello, is this Pa the Shy Nanny?
Now it's time for the silliest podcast in the world. It's the Shy Nanny Podcast.
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
108 Hello, listeners. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti, and his team. Yes, here we are for yet another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. This time, I've got quite a lot of things in store. I've been thinking back. Yes, I got a message from Charlie Gurr, and it kind of reminded me of a little story. So, you'll see. Let's run the theme music and then all will be revealed. Okay.
What's going to happen today?
Oh my God, it's enormous. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
The show's out of this world.
Oh dear, this isn't going to end well.
It's a very strange show indeed.
Oh, a million kisses, darling.
I asked for pies. That's all I asked for. Pies.
Stop.
Oh dear, I hadn't thought of that. Still, never mind.
Hey, get ready. He's crazy.
That's cool.
Those poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh dear, oh dear.
Well, here we are. So this episode is sort of inspired by a perfectly innocent, well, as much as you can get an innocent message from Charlie Gurr. But anyway, you know how we have messages on this show from the regulars, and, you know, the regulars can't always be here in the studio, but they'll send a message in. And, Charlie sent one just the other day, and, Ick was here when it came through, and it sort of inspired me to tell a little story. Anyway, listen to the message first, and just you see, it'll all make sense. There'll also be poems and probably some clips from Sutton Park. Anyway, let's move on.
Hello, Paul. It's me, Charlie Gurr. Yes. I'm just calling to say hello. Sorry, I have not sent a message in recently. I have been I don't like to boast, but I've been dating. I've been back on the market, you know. I don't just go out with anybody, you know. You know that. I have quite high standards. But, recently I've been hanging out down the local bakery and, my eye was caught by a very charming sight, I must say. Yes. let's just say that, I call her Tabitha, but I'm not sure if that is her actual name. But, Tabitha is a pie, and she's a fruit pie, not a savoury pie. Now, I usually go for savoury pies, but, Tabitha is a strawberry and rhubarb pie. Yes. And, she's charming. She's so charming. This is why I cannot stay for long. I really have to go, because I have to go and meet Tabitha, but I just wanted to explain this why I'm not called recently. Hopefully I can introduce you to Tabitha. Yes. Oh, Tabitha. I just wanted to call and say that I'm very happy at the moment, Mr. Yeti. Yes, I'm very happy. Oh, yes. Anyway, I'll speak to you again soon, okay? This is Charlie Gurr, reporting. All loved up and, and dreaming of custard. Yes.
What the hell is that all about, Paul?
Ick. Don't be rude.
Well, Paul,
I overheard that message.
I know. Well, you know, it's not the first time.
I don't understand. Are you telling me that Charlie, he doesn't date other bears? He dates pies? He dates food, basically. Is that right?
Well, let's just say that the dating world in Bergeria is not like the dating world that we might be used to, although I don't quite know what your dating world involves.
Paul, it's best not to ask. It really is best not to ask.
All right.
But I'm aware of human dating arrangements.
Well, yes, sure. And, well, you know that, you know, there's all sorts of combinations of humans, the way they date each other. And, you know, some of them get married, some of them never get married, some of them have multiple partners. There are lots and lots of different computations.
Oh, Paul, that's a big word. Well done.
Thank you. I'll be reading the C's in the dictionary. Found out all sorts of words.
Oh, clever, clever, very clever.
So, in the same way that, you know, humans have different ways of dating one another and interacting with other humans, bears, some of them have relationships with other bears, some of them have relationships with pies, some of them have relationships with both, just have relationships with pies and never with other bears. It is quite different.
So, okay, that's fine. I understand. So, Charlie is dating this pie called Tabitha.
Yes, it sounds like it. This isn't the first time. It's not going to end well.
Oh, Paul, you're so cynical.
No, listen. I only say this because, well, I have had experience over the years of Charlie's dating life. And to be fair, this is obviously quite important to him. I mean, he doesn't usually mention the pies that he dates. Rarely does he actually christen them with a name.
Oh, I see what you mean. So, he likes pies, but he doesn't necessarily date pies. He just eats them.
This is true. Well, obviously, Charlie also collects pies and preserves them. He doesn't... It's very complicated. Bears are very complicated. Yeah, so, yeah, he collects pies. He'll eat pies, but they'll be different, probably. He probably eats different pies to the ones he collects. And then, once in a blue moon, he will date a pie.
Like Tabitha. So, but this has happened before, where he's had a pie with a name.
Yeah. Now, what was her name? Charlotte? No, not Charlotte. Charisma. I think her name was Charisma. I might be wrong. Charisma. Yes. Yes, there was a pie called Charisma.
And was she a fruit pie? Or a meat pie? Or a vegetarian pie?
Let me think.
And how does it work, Paul? Are fruit pies girls? And meat pies boys? Or savoury pies boys?
Oh, no, it's not that simple. It pretty much is whatever Charlie decides in his little head.
Oh, Paul. Well, tell me about Charisma. What do you remember?
Oh, ick. Well, things with Charisma got really serious. I mean, there was a marriage. Well...
He was going to marry the pie?
Well, yeah. I mean, let me think. Maybe they even did get married, but... Well, anyway, she went missing. It's a very long story.
Tell me, Paul. Tell me.
All right. Let me think. So this must have been 5 years ago now?
Oh, Paul, this is exciting.
Yeah, so 5 years ago. It was 5 years ago, and he met Charisma, who I think was a cheese, potato and leek pie. Yeah, maybe mushroom as well.
Golly, tell me more.
Well, you see, it all happened like this. And then kind of echoey noises and like flashbacks and. For what I remember, the first time that Charlie met Charisma was at some after-show party, you know, like a film awards or something in Bulgaria. Of course, in Bulgaria, there really is only one famous person, and that is Charlie. So, well, he'd had a busy night. He'd won many awards.
And the award for Best Actor goes to Charlie Gerard. And the award for the Best Supporting Actor goes to Charlie Gerard. Best Actress goes to Charlie Gerard. Best Supporting Actress Award goes to Charlie Gerard. Best Director goes to Charlie Gerard. Best Original Composition of a Musical Song goes to Charlie Gerard. Best Script goes to Charlie Gerard. Best Animation goes to Charlie Gerard. Best, oh, etc. You get the gist, all right? Oh, it's so nice being at this award ceremony. It is always so nice to win so many awards. Yes, I like winning awards, you know. It's nice to feel that one is appreciated by one's peers. Yes, yes. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh, what's this? So much nice food around here. I am quite full, you know. It is something that happens when one eats so much. You know, I just need a little rest. Oh, hello. Hello, beautiful pie. How are you? Don't worry, I will not be eating you. I am very full. Well, what is your name, lovely pie? Oh, Charisma, you say. Oh, what do you mean you don't know who I am? Why, I'm Charlie Girl. You must have heard of me. I am a most famous bear. Charisma. Oh, don't be embarrassed. No, it's fine. No, it's fine. Well, yes. Oh, so funny. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, no need to be shy with me. No, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no.
So after their first meeting, Charlie and Charisma spent, wow, so, so much time together. And they were inseparable. They used to go to the cinema together. They'd go to the theatre. They'd go to sporting events. They'd, you know, if he was recording, if he was doing stuff of his own, acting, she would be there waiting for him. No, Charlie and Charisma, they were, wow, they were the couple of the moment. It was heartwarming to see. And as somebody who saw them, you know, some couples can be quite irritating, but no, I would say that those two, oh, it was great. And after, you know, a number of months, and it wasn't long, they announced their engagement. Charlie, it's amazing. I'm so pleased for you. It's so nice, so heartwarming to see you, you two together. I'm so pleased.
Oh, Paul, thank you. It is nice to hear you say that. I mean, some people have criticised me for not eating her, and I say to them, no, if you really love something, you don't want to let it go, and that is what I feel like with Charisma. I love her so much that I want her to be around. I do not want just to eat her and then say goodbye.
Well, you know, it's difficult. And I understand. I like my food. And, you know, it seems wrong to describe her in that way. I hope I haven't offended you.
No, no, Paul. No. Charisma is a pie. She is above all other pies. She has a different level of intelligence. She is, well, I mean, I just I don't know. I'm just so happy. Just so happy, Paul.
Well, that, though, I am so happy for you. You seem to have a lot in common.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. I have much in common. We have much in common. She has much and I am common. Or is it the other way around?
I'm not sure. Oh, dear. In fact, Charlie was so enthusiastic about the whole thing that, you know, the date for the wedding was announced, you know, later the same day, and it was sooner rather than later, let's say.
Oh, Charisma, I hope that you do not think that I am rushing this. I just want us to be together. I do not want any other pie. I think that, I want us to be together. I call you by my name, you call me by yours. We are together, we are one. My darling Charisma.
P. People used to say that, well, that charisma never said that much, but anyone who knows a pie knows that most of the conversation you have with a pie is through, well, it's just through a form of, like, telepathy. It's through the smells, I mean, Martin would understand this, but, you know, they had a language all of their own, and people from the outside who didn't know them, well, of course, people like to criticise, don't they? It was a load of nonsense. At least I thought it was. I thought those two would be together forever, but sadly I was wrong. And then, well, the night before the wedding, I had a phone call. I was invited, but I know Charlie, but I wouldn't say I know him well enough to be chosen as his best man. But no, Charlie had asked a friend from back in Bergeria, another bear, to be his best man. And, well, as I say, Charlie, he called me the night before the wedding, and, well, I was devastated to hear what had happened.
Paul, I cannot believe what has happened.
Charlie, what is it? What has happened?
She's gone. My charisma, she has gone.
Where? Why? What happened? Did you argue? Did she leave of her own accord?
Well, I think it was her own decision, but she did not leave alone. She went with Vinny. She left with him.
Who is Vinny?
My best man. I've known him since I was just a bear, just a wee bear at school. He is my best man, and, well, I never even thought about it. This afternoon we had a before-wedding dinner, and I noticed the two of them talking, and, well, I would never have believed it. I would never have believed it.
Are you sure that Vinny has run off with her? What does he say about it?
He's gone. He is gone. I don't know what else can I think.
Well, I suppose it does look very much like he must have left with her. Oh, dear. Oh, Charlie, I'm so sorry.
No, Paul, it cannot be helped. You know, a bear gives his heart to a pie only once. And, well, I made the wrong decision. I clearly made the wrong decision.
No, Charlie, don't say that. I'm sure there must be a reason. There must be a reason that we'll find it out. Things will work out. But they didn't. No, they didn't. But it was a mystery. It was a mystery that's gone on for many years, and I really don't think we're going to solve it. The only thing I can think of is that, well, you see, Vinny claimed that he didn't go off with her. He maintained that there was nothing between them, but the two of them were seen in the car park together. I mean, what can one think other than, well, it is possible, I guess, that it was discussed, but then she left of her own accord and met somebody else. I don't know. She's never been heard of again. It's so tragic, so such a shame. And as Charlie said, a bear only gives his heart to a pie once. You know, bears are so used to enjoying their food that, you know, they do grow to love their food, but very rarely do they get to the stage where they love their food so much that they won't eat it, but they are prepared to give their life and dedicate themselves to this special relationship. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I heard Charlie talking on the radio not so long ago about the whole experience, and although the things he said were positive, you could tell that deep down he was sad, and you know, he has moved on. But listen.
There was only one time that I have been truly heartbroken. But, you know, I have overcome that, and, you know, I continue with my work, and I think about her every day. Her name was Charisma, and, well, we were meant to be married, and yet things did not work out. And, well, I never really found out the truth. I never really found out why she left. Whether somebody encouraged her to, or whether she made her own decision, it was quite out of the blue. But a bear and a pie, you know, when they fall in love, it is usually, you know, it is usually forever, but not in my case. But, you know, we did have happy times. Yes, you know, punting down the river in Cambridge on a sunny afternoon. you know, picnicking beneath the trees, laughing while I laughed. She sort of bubbled in the heat, you know. So I was able to introduce her to members of my family, you know. I had to hit one of them with a stick because, you know, they were jealous and they wanted her. But it is very difficult. It is very difficult. When one dedicates oneself to a pie, it affects, you know, how your family reacts to you, because most often, you know, bears just do not have the self-control, the strength to dedicate themselves to just one pie. And I wish that I could have been proven that I could have done that. You know, I maintain that, you know, she was the one, and had she stayed, we would still be together to this day. Yes, I may have had to have deep frozen her because, you know, pastry does not last forever. But anyway, I do not regret our time together. But you know, a wise man once said, "Word of mouth is best of mouth," and I believe that. I believe that most genuinely. Yes. Yes, I do.
Poor Charlie. But you know, I suppose love cannot always work out. And it would appear that, it would appear that he's never met anybody quite like Charisma. So, that's the story.
Golly, and they never did solve the mystery of what happened to Charisma.
Nope, now I remember it. They did actually get married, but within days she vanished.
You think she had second thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think the weight of being Charlie's best pie just got to her. And, yeah, she packed her bags and she left, leaving just a few crumbs.
Golly. Golly, Paul. What a mystery. I wonder what she's doing now.
I don't know. I don't quite know the lifespan of pies. I mean, this was 5 years ago. She may not still be around.
Oh, Paul. Paul, are we being overheard?
Well, other than the listeners.
Oh, no, they don't count. I don't mean that nasty, listeners.
No, of course not.
What was your question? Well, you say that Charisma, well, she vanished.
Are we sure that Charlie didn't just eat her? Well,
I'm sorry, Paul. Is that a bad thing to say?
Is it a bad... No. It's understandable. You know what? I actually think that Charlie was so much in love with Charisma that he wouldn't have done that. I do worry that one of his friends at the wedding may have lured her away or something, and goodness knows they may well have eaten her.
Oh, Paul, how tragic. What a tragic story. It's a bit like that film, Call Me By My Name.
Oh yes, it is a bit, isn't it? A star-crossed love affair. Well, actually, it's not very much like it, but...
Call Me By My Name, or Call Me By Pie Name. We can make a movie out of it.
No, I don't think that's appropriate. But it is rare that a bear loves a pie quite that much, quite as much as Charlie did. So, poor Charlie. Most of them, they have infatuations with pies. And yes, they do end up eating them. But in this case...
You think Charlie really loved Charisma?
I think so. And the fact that she vanished, I don't know. Whether she left of her own accord, or whether, well, she was kind of kidnapped or something, I don't think Charlie was to blame for her disappearance.
How sad, Paul. Well, thank you for telling me the story. Let's hope that his new affair with Tabitha is more successful.
Yes, Ick. Well, I hope so too. Anyway, I want to cheer up the mood slightly, and I think, well,
it's probably time to share some clips from Sutton Park. Martin's in control of the clip choosing this week. Martin, what have you got?
Well, we have some more Sutton Park clips, that's for sure. These clips are from episodes 1021 and 1022 from the summer of 1995. Yes. It's all about, well, Paul is he's going for a country walk, but little does he know he is being pursued by evil forces. There's something about highwaymen as well, or ghosts of highwaymen. It's pretty scary. Yes. Here we go. Yes.
Meanwhile, we move away from Charlton to the Avon Valley Path, where Paul is making his way back from Salisbury on his way home.
Hiya, viewers. Got a bit of muck on you. Hey, well, I'm on my way back to Charlton. Walking on the Avon Valley Path. I've never actually done this before. It's always something I wanted to do. It's about 6.5 miles, but I always felt I should like to do it. And the pathway actually takes us down a few old tracks that used to be sort of highwaymen. The highwaymen used to be, of course, the main roads, but of course they've now tracks and stuff. But used to be a very notorious area for highwaymen and all that sort of business. Should be quite interesting.
Paul's walk will be interesting, but not just for him. He is walking along old paths which highwaymen used to frequent. I plan to make a picture, an illusion. I plan to plant in his brain ghosts from the past to scare him. I may not be able to kill Paul, but I can drive him insane. And I shall do so with images of ghostly figures, of ropes, of hang nooses. Yes, I shall drive him insane.
I thought it was going to start raining, viewers. Hopefully I'll be alright. Yes. About halfway through the path now. Coming through the village of Oddstock. Yes. This is one of the tracks that the highwaymen used to use. Of course, it's just a farm track now. But, wonder if I can pick up any psychic vibrations. Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if there were had been murders along here. Didn't really want to get into the business of ghosts and stuff again, but I suppose in the circumstances it might not be a bad thing. Any ghosts that need exorcising? Maybe not, I don't know.
Images begin.
Hello, viewers. It's nice to see you. Yes, got a phone call from Paul a while back from Salisbury saying he was walking across the Avon Path to get back to home. So, well, I thought I would go and meet him halfway. It's a bit of a lonely walk, so, I don't know. I would think I should be bumping into him pretty soon, because, well, you know, we left about the same time, and we've been walking about halfway now. I expect to bump into him. He's nice to be out in the country, relaxing for a while. Oh, down here.
Meanwhile, a little further up the path, Paul is about to experience some very strange images.
Hiya, viewers, how are you doing? Yeah, passed through Oddstock now. Not too far from home. Coming up to some of the more of the tracks that we used you know, sort of highwaymen, sort of highways and that sort of thing. Weather seems to have sorted itself out a bit. It's a bit more sunny at the moment. Walking by a river, it's glorious. Got a bit of a headache at the moment though, that's the only problem. Can't seem to shake it off, but thinking I hear someone calling out, but no. My imagination.
Your money will lie. Ha 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 ha.
Don't worry, viewers. No.
Your money or your life?
What's going on?
Paul?
What? What's happening?
What is wrong with you?
No! Damn it! He's fooled me! Hey!
Cromarty! Did you see it? Those noises! People screaming! I heard it! It's a highwayman! It was a ghost! He didn't. He's gone. Cromarty, did you hear it?
No, Paul, I did not see anything. I only heard you. You were spinning around. You say you saw something? Images? It sounds like it could be the work of Katrina Hortensia. It is her again. There's a figure. It could be her. Paul, I think you have been tricked. You're all right now. You must go home. You'll be safe there. You're nearly there. Come along.
Yes, you're right. Okay. I bet it was Katrina. But it was one of her tricks. Just like her to play something like that. She's got the power to put those sort of images in my mind to convince me that I can see these things. Come on then, Cromarty. We're nearly there.
And so, Paul continues on his way home with Cromarty, passing underneath a tree. A tree known to the locals as Hangman Tree. Katrina may put images into Paul's head, but there are real ghosts on these strange pathways.
Well, that's it. That's the Clips of Sun part for this episode. Yes. Well, I hope you enjoyed that.
Very much, yes. And now we also have some voice messages, yes, relating to this episode.
Hello, darling, it's me, Bettina. Darling, oh, I'm so moved by this whole story. I did not realise that poor Charlie had been through such a heartbreak. Oh, but, you know, one never thinks of Charlie as being, you know, so attached to his food. You know, there's always another meal coming along, but on this occasion, well, you know, bears are different from us. That's the truth. But, I hope one day, you know, maybe she's still out there. Maybe Charisma is still out there. Maybe one day she'll come back. Oh, I wish. Oh, hello, it's me, Damius, yes. I was just thinking, you know, Bettina, you know, it took us a while to get together. So maybe, you know, maybe, you know, It can still work out for Charlie. I would like to think so. Yes, darling, so would I. Well, ah, dear, oh dear. Ah, give the bear a hug when you see him, won't you? From us both. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Why, darling, 1,000,000 kisses, 1,000,001 kisses.
Hello, it is me, Cromarty. I was just thinking that, well, you know, it is a shame we do not have any crumbs from darling Charisma, because perhaps we could have cloned her, and, you know, it maybe things could have been different. It is definitely a mystery, though. Definitely a mystery, like, what happened? What went on? I mean, it sounds dodgy to me. I think that Vincent, that Vinny, he is probably to blame. And, well, you know, all very mysterious. Yes, yes. Much love to you, Charlie. Yes, and I hope to, well, I hope to eat some food with you soon. And it is always good to see you. Yes.
Report, it is me, Nick the Alien. Golly, what a sad story. Poor Charlie. Oh, dear. I think we all have stories like that. You know, there are always people or things that we love. Relationships we hope will go further that never do. I once had a very close relationship with a toolbox that I used on the spaceship. Oh, dear. I got on especially well with a little family of spanners that you could do anything with them. Amazing, amazing they were. Anyway, I'll speak to you soon. Yes, best wishes to you, Charlie. This is me, the alien. All right, all right.
More writing for you. It's from my collection, The Vampire Cows of Scunthorpe and Other Daftnesses, from 2011. This is called A Rough Bit of Trade. Dean sighed ungratefully. He'd hoped to close early, but people kept coming in. He was thick with cold and had seen quite enough second-hand goods for one day. His next customer was an old man and a real trailer trash dude who dumped a bag rudely on the counter. "How much?" he grunted. Dean nodded wearily. "CDs, DVDs, books? Look, it depends on the condition." Trailer trash guy frowned. "I'm not talking about no freaking CDs, mate. I meant him." He indicated his companion. "My father-in-law. How much?" Dean raised an eyebrow, casting a gaze over the pensioner. "20 quid? 25? The dude smiled. It was a deal. This one's called Peggy Sue's Pet Tumbleweed. Peggy Sue's Pet Tumbleweed was hungry. "Feed me," Elvis hissed. "I'll try, honey. Times are hard." Her diner had closed. Her family were dead. And even her rival, Jenny Rose, had moved back to Vegas. But Peggy Sue and Elvis remained. Trucks passed the diner every day. But whenever one broke down on the desert road, she liked to help. A short, sharp blow to the head with a spanner usually did it. "Dinner's ready." Elvis would arrive soon. She could hear him outside, chewing on the bones. Meanwhile, back in the kitchen, pots were steaming. It sure smelt good. I hope I haven't read that one before. I was inspired by a trip from LA to Vegas. I think there really is a Peggy Sue's diner and a Jenny Rose diner. Like, one's on one side, one's on the other. I may be wrong, but... This one's called My First Open Mic Night. My first try open mic was disturbing. I'd written poems for years, but had never performed them. So, when I saw an event advertised, I decided to go. On arrival, I found myself alone in a room, empty except for a large padded envelope and a knife. Suddenly, a muffled voice came from within. "Hello," it said. "I'm Mike.
Open me now. Gingerly I approached, reaching for the knife as he spoke again. I'm naked, he whispered. I felt tricked. He clearly misled me. And so I shipped his package to Borneo First Class. I'm all for openness, but that's ridiculous. This one's called My Father, the Pole Dancer. Dad! Annie screamed in both panic and embarrassment. Who knew? Grinned her friend Susie. The last thing they'd expected to see on Annie's hen night was her own father pole dancing at a seedy Soho nightclub. Once they're retired, anything goes. Last time I saw my dad, he was paragliding in Ibiza with his new partner, Alphonse. Annie wasn't listening. They're my shoes, Dad. The heel on the left one's broken. But it was too late. The room was suddenly filled with the sound of a 56-year-old 18-stone pole dancer crashing to the floor. I told him, Annie cried, where the blue Manolo Blahniks. This is called The Man Who Invented His Own Gossip. Carl often heard gossip about himself, concerning his temper, his rudeness, infidelities, or selfish, miserly ways. Everything said was true, of course, but Carl always retaliated and made sure any stories were completely eradicated. Carl was devious, a liar, manipulative and cunning. By inventing his own gossip on internet forums, people only ever had admiration for his generosity, his kindness, his romantic nature and honesty, his charity work. Carl believed that if you muddied the water enough, nobody would remember how things had really been before. This included Carl himself, and that was just the way he liked it. Now, listeners, that's all we've got time for this time. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you enjoyed my story. It's been interesting thinking back over Charlie and Charisma. Gosh, I can't believe it's 5 years ago. Let's hope that things look up for him in the future. But anyway, next time, well, I've got plenty of episodes in store, so we'll make sure we find something that's fun for you. So you take care. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon. And goodbye for now.
Yes, listeners. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Paul. It's me, Charlie. I just wanted to leave you a message because, well, I just wanted to update you. I'm back on the market again. Things didn't go too well with Tabitha. You know, initially I thought that it was positive. I thought we could really have a happy life together and that maybe she was the first one since Charisma. You remember Charisma, don't you? I thought that Tabitha, you know, she was a worthy successor. But no. I found her bathing in gravy. Yes, and she had taken photographs and posted them on Instagram. Yes, she was rolling around and, you know, other bears were looking at the photos. She clearly wasn't thinking about me in any long-term situation. So, she did look very nice. She did really suit the gravy, but, I was very tempted. I was very tempted to eat her, but I didn't feel it was right. It seemed, I felt dirty, just thinking about it. So I sent her on her way. I'm sure she'll have a lovely life, yes. I think I'm better being a single bear, just, curating my pies. And I think, no one will replace in my heart a Charisma, no. I'm afraid not. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know. It's fine. I'm fine. It's fine. I'm fine. Yes. I don't worry about Tabitha because, as I told you before, she is a pie made of strawberries and rhubarb. She is a sweet pie. And I do not understand why she rolled around in beef gravy. Because no one is going to want her now. I mean, strawberries and rhubarb do not go with beef. She's ruined herself, but, well, you know, kids these days, huh? They do strange things just to shock. I hope somebody out there will find Tabitha to his or her tastes. Very sad, very sad.
Hello, Paul, it's me, Comedy. How are you doing? I just wanted to know whether you would like to come over for dinner tonight. Martin was coming over, but he's got busy with choosing clips for future episodes. I have had to stay here with Cuthbert, so, you know, I'm looking for company. Yes, I have some pie for dinner. I know you like pie. It is a lovely strawberry and rhubarb pie. It appears to have a garnish of beef gravy. I think that is a little bit strange, but I'm sure it'll be fine. Not quite sure how it got covered in beef gravy, but I guess, well, that is probably why it was so cheap. Don't bother to call me. Just come over. The food will be here. And yes, I'll see you soon, hopefully. Yes, okay.
Strawberry and rhubarb pie? Covered in beef gravy? Oh, no. It's Tabitha.
Cromarty, where's the pie?
Oh, dear. I am sorry. It is already gone. You were longer than I thought you were going to be.
Yes, and I showed up. I finished doing the work down in the basement.
Oh. Oh, okay. Never mind. And the strawberry and rhubarb pie was still nice with beef gravy?
Oh, yes. Surprisingly so. Smelt great.
Yes. It's very good. Very good indeed. Yes. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Listeners, don't tell Charlie.
Oh, anyway, I don't know, this show just gets sillier.
That's not possible.
No, I don't think so.
I gotta go now.
I don't care.
Bye.
I want to go with you.
Gotta go. Bye.
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
He was going to marry you, Pi.
Word of mouth is best of mouth.
He's not that shy.
Oh, I hope he hasn't found out my secret. Do you think he has?
182.
I have a voice.
I have a voice.
You have a voice.
You have a voice.
We have a voice.
We have a voice.
Unique voices in podcasting.
Univazpods.net.
Pom de pom de pom de pom, pom de pom de pom. What? Yes, it's me, Zap. Yes. Oh, just talking to myself. Obviously, nobody can hear me. I'm on my spaceship, and I am making mischief. At least I'm thinking of making mischief. Oh, look, here comes one of my team.
Sir, reporting for duty, sir.
Have you got what I asked you for?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is here, in this pie box, in this tin. It's a pie tin. I traced it down.
All right, good. Are you certain that it's her pie tin?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely, sir. I am certain of it, sir.
All right. Excellent. Oh, as I see, there's a name on the pie tin. It says Charisma. Good, good. And I see there's still some crumbs attached. Marvellous, you've done well.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes, marvellous. From small pie crumbs, one can clone a full pie. Should one want to? And maybe very soon I will want to. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hello, little pie crumb. Hello, Charisma. Well, hello, crumbs of Charisma. Yes. Let's see what I can cook up with them. Yes. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I'm so evil. I love myself sometimes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Sorry. Hello. I know it's a bit late, but it's just me. It's me. Yes, Uncle John. I just wanted to leave a quick message. For you listeners. No, not for Paul particularly. In fact, I'm hoping that Paul doesn't hear this. I wasn't on this episode because I've actually been laid up in bed because I did a bit more training up in space. And, to be honest, for a minute, I got a bit disorientated, I'd fallen down one of them warp hole things, but actually I just tripped over my space boots and concussed myself. I'm sorry, that's why I sound a bit... I just wanted to say that, I'll be going up into space in about three episodes' time, I think. I think the next episode is a live episode. Then there's an episode about Ike doing a dating agency. And then I think it's my leaving party. And then I'll be going off into space. But what I wanted to say is, whilst I'm here, though, it's not that long now to episode 200. So if you wanted to send any messages in to, surprise Paul, then, please do. The email address is on the show notes, but it's shayeti@yahoo.co.uk. So that's the email address. But I think it would be nice if, Paul had a few surprise birthday messages for episode 200, don't you? Yeah, all right. I'll better go. I'm feeling a bit rough, but, nothing to do with the concussion. I just had about 6 ginger beers earlier, but I didn't know they were alcoholic. That's my story anyway. Yes. Bye now.
Hello, Paul, it's me, Cromarty. Just calling to say, I just wondered whether you wanted to come over for dinner tonight. Martin is here, and we thought we might do some work with Cuthbert, and possibly that maybe after that we would choose some more clips for future episodes. I just thought I would invite you because we have pie. I know you like pie. And yes, I got the pie cheap on the market. It comes with its own gravy, and it looks great. It's a little bit strange because I think it is a fruit pie, but it is covered in beef gravy, but I'm sure it will be just fine. I'm sure it will be just... I've gone into Charlie, I don't know where I went, quite what point I went into Charlie.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Hello.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye. Bye, Bob.